Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good news for the older workers. Keep, change, or improve your job after age 50. You know what? I've had it with America. Or I think the whole world. Have you all inhaled? Why is it that when you're 50, you're in God's waiting room? Why is it when you're 50 and as you're aging, oh, you shouldn't be concerned about how you look because, you know, no one really cares. You know what? I don't give a damn. I care. It matters to me how I look and how I feel. Because, you know, if I look good, I feel good. And if I feel good, I look good. I am just sick to death of this mindset. Look, grasshoppers, we are paving the way for your future. You better pay attention and stop ridiculing older people. The danger of aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Why do you have to quit work? Now, if you are unhappy in your job, then of course you're going to do something about it. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Can you imagine? Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. All you have to do is click on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any of the dates in this whole week. Tuesday, the 29th, good news for older workers, the value of older workers. And today, the profile of America's older workers. Tomorrow, ethics. And Friday, older workers enrich the country. We are paving the way. The face of the 80 is now the face of the age 50. You know, we do have a brain cell working, and we have the experience. But you want to know what? Before I get into the show, you know, the guts of the show, we talked about, and I've said this so many times, that there is no guarantee with corporate America. But I want to ask you something. Let's turn it around. Let's just pretend it's your company. What are your expectations of your employees? Whatever your expectations are of them, that's what you should be giving to your employer today. You got that? I'm going to repeat it. I'm so tired of these whiners. Oh, I hate getting up in the morning. I don't like my job. Well, what do you give back to it? Why are you in it? You wouldn't be one of my employees. I'd get rid of you as fast as a snowball in hell would have a better chance than you would have to stay with me with that attitude. But let's turn it around. And when I get these epiphanies, I just love it. Remember, the only person that you have to keep happy is the person that signs your paycheck. Are you making your employer happy? Turn it around. Let's pretend you own the company that you are so grumpy about. You own it. What would your expectations be of your employees? Did you hear me? What would your expectations be? What would you want from them? Loyalty? Devotion? Good attitude? Visionaries? Futuristic? You're paying them. Are you one of those that I just described? Or do you go to work and give 30%? Of your energy? I'd get rid of you in a heartbeat. You'd get your pink slip right now. But here's the good news. ARP Bulletin, September 2015. ARP, thank you. Here's a guy. He's a policeman. Sarge, age 80. A vet tech. Jeannie, age 60. Head cook. Hey, Michael, I'd love one of your recipes, 52. And Lois, age 57, is a business officer. And here's Stephen, a letter carrier at the age 65. Crystal, 51, college administrator. Cruz, 63, a carpenter. Cheryl, circuit court judge at 50. David, 74, financial consultant. And Maria, 63, a food vendor. And then don't forget the 70-year-old intern, Robert De Niro. Why is there such, what word do I want to use? Why is there such emphasis on you're too old? Who decided that? Weigh in on this. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Tell me, who are the experts that are telling me at my age that I'm too old? Hold a minute. Oh, I sneezed on it. Excuse me. So it's the truth. Double sneeze. Tell me, who are you experts that are telling me I'm too old? I'm an octogenarian and a fashionista with a can-do attitude. You see, at the age that I'm at now, I should look like a granny apple. Wrinkles, withered, can't walk, can't talk. I see the world. I've been all over the world. And I plan on taking my mission and passion all over the world. I want to redefine the perception of aging, not only in America, but globally. What do you have to say? Let your voice be heard. How do you feel about it? 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Oh, when you could write to me at Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.com, or Kathy Watson Speaks. No, simplyageless.net. simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. I found out that many people would love to call in, but they don't want to miss the show, so they don't. I understand that. So email me. And if you want to be part of this exciting consortium, if you want to be part of this exciting life, if you want to be part of a radio station that is a tremendous marketing tool and a learning curve, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and I will share with you my 10-week introductory offer. It's only offered once. It's a learning curve. The danger of aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Who said that at a certain age you've got to stop being productive? Who said that you don't have a brain cell working? I challenged myself. I surpassed myself. 2014, I'm a stair climber. I climb for Fight for Air, the American Lung Association, Presidential Towers, March 10th, 2014. There were 1,700 of us. My time, 50 flights, one tower, 9 minutes and 9 seconds. I may have been the oldest, but I certainly wasn't the slowest. Who said only wine gets better with age? I want to hear from these pros. Oh, who was this sidebar? It's an official in Chicago whose brother is a doctor, and the doctor said allegedly that at the age of 75, you're dead, you should be buried. I said allegedly. I want to see him because I want to punch him out. That mentality, some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Man, would I love to have a conversation with him. And then I wanted to say, well, what age are you? Ah, you're 75? Well, why haven't you climbed the mountaintop and just jumped off? You're beyond any point in your life that you could contribute. How dare you? How dare you? Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And I just got off the phone with Edith. Oh, I've known Edith for close to 40 years. And she's in a retirement home. Oh, she sounded fabulous. Hi, Kathy, how are you? She's 83, 84. Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing? She was not, huh, what? I don't know. No, she was alive. What about you? What about you? Now, when you log on, my website, simplyageless.net, click on all of the buttons and be sure and do the video. And then click on the books, The Elixir Fiction, Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Choices, and 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. We've bared our soul to help you. And if you don't care, we don't care. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. No expensive operations. The techniques and methods are easy to learn, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life, and they go with you everywhere. And yeah, there are facial muscles and there are tongue stretches. You know that the tongue is a muscle and you have to exercise it because if you don't, you're going to start to slur your words. And it's not loose dentures, honey. It's a lazy tongue. It's all in the book. And it is an e-book, but I have the soft book too. And what I've done, I took it off of eJunkie because I'm doing a worldwide promotion on it. If you want the book, you have to email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And I will send you the book only after I receive your check and it clears the bank. And you could have it that way or electronically, or I could send you the soft version, the soft cover. No one in the world has my exercises, not only for your face, because you see, these exercises provide a natural lift to the muscle of the face without stretching the skin. I acupress my body before I get out of bed every morning. And I have a whole series. It's all in the book. So give me a call. Scroll down. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Do you have a book that you have this fire in the belly desire to have it published? I'm going to self-publish my next book. The Forbidden Red Hill. And Tommy, how could you leave me so early in life? Tom Patrick and I were going to write the book. And we were going to do a sequel to The Heart of the Lion, but he passed away on September 22nd at the age of 54. Oh, I just can't believe it. But in any event, get the book Choices. We 14 of us bared our souls to help you traverse through the abyss in your life, to get it to mountaintop and stand there holding your dream, your book in your hand, saying, yay, I made it. Not only has it impacted my life, but it's going to make a difference in the lives of people everywhere. Because you see, we're all connected. The only thing that separates us is our choices. Are our choices. Get the book. It's not a coffee table book. The Elixir of Youth and Choices, they are not coffee table books. They are reference books. They're here right now. It's the truth. They're nonfiction. And get Choices through AuthorHouse.com. Soft copy or hard copy. But get it through Author House. It'll be the best investment you ever made. And did you ever think that if you're having a problem with a gift for someone, give them the gift of a book? It lasts forever. You see, The Heart of the Lion, it's timeless. We wrote it in 2002. I went to Africa in 1984. On a photo safari. Oh, I traversed the Serengeti, the Masai Mara. It was awesome. So what has age got to do with it? What is age stopping you from doing what you want to do? Oh, I'm so sorry for you. But I can't spend any time with you, because if you are not teachable, if you are not willing to step out of that comfort zone, then I wish you a good life, good everything, but you won't be in my world. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So I need to ask you, are you happy on the job? You know, if you are, you don't have to stop working at 65. And some are looking forward to a new career. Some start a second career. Upon retiring from the first, I started my own home-based business at the age of 25, and no one told me. I didn't have any role models. And many want to be philanthropic. Large numbers will volunteer at a nonprofit or charitable organization. Start a new business. Start your own home-based business. Remember when we were hit in 2007 to 2009? Boy, a lot of us took a whipping. Not because we weren't good, but because the people that we were working with didn't have the money to continue on with their dream. Home-based business is where it's at. But you have to have a business plan. Are you hearing me? You have to have a business plan. Listening to Live with Kathy, and you want to know another thing? Make it a family affair. Get the kids involved. They will love it. Teach them. Teach them the process. There's a book out now called Work Reimagined with fifth graders. It's quite striking how 11 and 12-year-olds will have no problem identifying their calling. People know from an early age, if not what they are, then what they are not. Now, this is what he says, the author of the book. Satisfaction with your work is not about the work. It's about whether or not the work is a good fit. Is your work a good fit? Do you wake up in the morning being joyous? Oh, good morning, God, or good God, it's morning. Which way are you going? The choice is yours. Today's older workforce has several interchangeable opportunities. Some workers formally retire from one career and jump into another. Mary of Georgia left the corporate world after three decades as a project manager to become a fifth grade teacher at the age of 59. It's your attitude about age. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Manly Men. Titanics bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better world, a better informed world. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Ironworkers Impact Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Impact, they work hand in glove with ironworkers. Find out more about them, the liaison, impact-net.org. Can't you just feel the energy? Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the trades, Ironworkers International. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Yeah, you have to qualify. Imagine 3 to 4 years. You're being trained and you're earning money and your health care is taken care of and so is your pension. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Ah, the gold medal winners, 2009, they're just brilliant. And so is the director of the 50-plus club, the consortium, Rika Cuff. Bored and lonely, it's your choice. Contact your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. Get back into life. Refire, don't retire. Log on, heparks.org. Ah. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. If you have a little issue with finances, you could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Looks do matter. If anyone calls in on today's show, 347-637-3789, today, right now, we have 7 minutes left. You call in right now and say, Kathy, I want the book. I'll send it to you free. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the Elixir, Secret 7, page 42, I share with you my secret for de-stressing my face. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. It's an inside out. I know what to do on the inside, and then we know what to do on the outside. It's your choice. If you want the book free, you have to call 347-637-3789. And this is not bait and switch. This is to help you. This is how I give back. No emails, no nothing. You have to call me right now. No, I take that back. You could email me and say, I heard the show Profile of America's Older Workers. You have to have that down on September 30th, and I would like the book. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Are you TNT, toxic negative thinking? Get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Log on enamm.com or call amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And talk to me about your home-based business. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Ah, elder abuse, domestic, verbal, emotional. Look, let's identify it. And let's call it what it is. They're brutal. Left unchecked could even be deadly. It's a crime. Thank you. Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline number 877-863-6338 for caring. And the National Domestic Violence Hotline 800-799-7233. Con and scam artists. Hey, did I tell you? Got an email from Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. They're each going to give me a gift of $5 million. If I just click on to this link, I didn't. I turned it over to my bank and the people that are the watchdogs of all of these scams. You know, they're pros at Sweet Talk. Hang up. Hang up immediately. You do not have to pay any shipping costs if you earned any money. If you remember, I told you I had two scams and it circled the world before it got to me. And it was a bona fide check for $4,300. No, call the Fraud Fighter Hotline, ARP, at 800-646-2283. The PSAs have been brought to you by the contributing authors in Choices and In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. Don't buy into it. Darlings, they want your money. No. You earned it the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. Life Reimagined. 10 great jobs for workers over 50. Today's older workforce have several interchangeable opportunities. Some workers formally retire from one career and jump into another. I told you about that. Start your own business. But you know what? You have to find your sweet spot. You have the opportunity to live your life like it's golden. There are jobs which pay the bills, careers which help us progress financially and personally, and callings which really give us a full sense of fulfillment, engagement, and energy that we don't have in the other two. Make sure where you work is a fit for you. How about let's look at ordinary people like taxi drivers, electricians, executives, customer service, so on, and artists, teachers, who are doing the work necessary to reflect on what's possible in their life. That doesn't mean 50-plus career people need to lower their expectations about finding their dream occupation. It's just a matter of seeking out the perfect fit between their gifts in the world of real opportunities out there. Sit quietly. What is your calling? I know you're afraid, aren't you? You've worn the shoe that hurts and pinches so long that you don't think that you could survive without it. But you can. No guts, no glory. And Confucius say, if you're happy with what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And darlings, it's all about you. It's your attitude. I want to tell you something, honey. There are no do-overs in life. This is it. This is it. September 1st, log on to arp.org/work. They have a new website, and I'll give it to you tomorrow. Again, be happy. Live your life like it's golden. Au revoir.